Well, what do you know? It's another Rico Petroleum song.
Mr. Petroleum. Yeah, Mr. Petroleum.
It's called Look Before Crossing. One more? We got time for one more? Yeah. Thanks, Joel.
Joel says we can do one more.
Yeah. This is coming up on the EP that we're going to put out in about a month. It's called Parking Lot Pony. That's all we got for you. Hope you're enjoying your time down the Cape. Word is Larry Vaughn's going to keep the beaches open for the 4th of July, so be careful. You don't want to end up like that little Kintner boy
spilling all over the dock.
Thanks. Good night.
And thank you to Screw Card.
Screw Card, everybody.
Wow. All right.
With a nice little PSA at the end there.
Yeah.
Nice imagery.
How about
at the
that?
End there,
we were going to play a PSA next. Now we don't have to.
No, I guess not.
Yeah. Watch out for sharks.
Yeah, seriously.
Anyway, stick around.
I mean, they were here first, but...
Anyway, stick around because Screwcard is going to be in the studio with us in a little bit. But for now, let's turn it back over to some music, shall we?
Yes!
Back to the tunes!
Time for yet another Lowell act.
Aww.
Here's The Theft by Circus Trees. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO on the town with Mikey D, Tufts Radio.
Thank you. stroke. When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe. Everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
.5 WMFO on the town with Mikey D, Tufts Radio.
And look who we have in Studio A now.
We're going to reveal that in just a second, but before we do, you just came in on Change These Strings from Baluch Ethereum, from local Boston mainstay and staple Doug McCormick.
Oh, big supporter of On the Town.
And right before then, another Lowell act. Here, that was The Theft by Circus Trees. Some nice little shoegazy stuff for you.
Yes.
But now, look who we've got in the studio, fresh from their performance on the Town with Mikey D. We got the fellows from Screw Cart with us.
Hi.
Say hello.
Howdy.
Fresh might be overstating it a little bit.
Hey,
yeah,
play a lot of good stuff on this show. Present company excluded.
Come on, you guys were good.
I have to say stanky,
yeah. You guys killed it right there.
Yeah,
thank you.
I mean that in you know, from the bottom of my heart, very stanky.
Sometimes
we can work with that.
Sometimes you just want a little bit of stank on those guitar tones right there. Some little scuzzy and other words.
Nothing if they ain't stank.
And other words to describe fuzzy guitar tones.
I gotta say, while you guys were playing in Studio D, Pat and Lils here were just marveling at the tones.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The tones and the drums. I'm like the least musician out of the three of us. So,
so are we.
Oh. Out of the three of us, you're the least musician?
They're
really?
So self-effacing,
yeah,
Phil.
Yeah, I know.
Just real quick, completely off topic, I am absolutely digging that you're wearing a Killing Joke shirt right now. I absolutely love Killing Joke.
Why, thank you. Good taste. You have very good taste.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Just out of curiosity, like, what influences do you guys draw from? Because we were hearing all kinds of, like, you know, like, 90s sort of groove rock, like, late Suicidal Tendencies kind of vibes. I think one of you guys said, like, what was it?
Can't remember. They sound like a band you would see at the Rat in the early 90s or something.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's about right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, all of us, you probably would have seen us there in the early 90s.
Hmm. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Totally.
Perhaps we even played there in the bands that we were in at the time.
Very cool. Very cool.
Have you played the Rat, or were you peers with bands that played the Rat?
We played at the Rat.
Oh, okay.
A band I got kicked out of played the Rat once.
Oh, really?
What band is that, Joe?
The Shut-Ins.
Oh, yeah? There a story behind that, or?
I was in a band called Vile.
Oh, yes!
That was basically Vile with an extra guitarist, but.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
And a different drummer.
Oof. Crazy times, it sounds
all
like.
All right, so.
Not the heavy metal Vile.
That's like back in the 60s, right, Joe?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You're in your 60s. I get confused. Boy.
He is driving the bus.
They hadn't even invented scuzzy guitar tones yet. So you guys were kind of ahead of the curve.
Scuzzy was just laying in wait.
With that question, I got to ask, as someone who never had the chance to go to the Rat, tell us what it was like from the perspective of, you know, when did it shut down?
It was pretty much home.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, drinking beer out of a pitcher.
Yep. Oh, boy.
Dented keg of the week.
The Rat Brew and the 10-cent wings.
Mm.
The food was awesome, actually.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Mm.
Jim Ryan cooked up some amazing stuff.
Mm. Sounds delightful.
Nice.
I mean, you are aware that some places still have pitchers of beer, right?
No, but they actually drink out of the pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's quite different. Why not throw hygiene to the wind?
But with inflation, it would be 50-cent wings now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who can afford that?
No.
50 cents? Get out of here.
Yeah. Wait, so they used to have rat wings there? Is that what you're saying?
No.
I don't think that's what they were saying, Pat.
No. I think it
don't
was.
Don't you put words in my mouth, mister.
That was the Chinese place down the street, wasn't it?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, boy. That was culturally sensitive.
So when did you guys form?
Well, we originally started, what, about 6 years ago? Five years ago, probably. Okay. And it was me and Addy over here and Rico Petroleum.
Mm.
And the goal was not to play out. The goal was to just...
Explain yourselves.
Yeah.
Rico didn't really want to play. He just wanted to record. And was like, oh, we'll just record. And Addy owns a recording studio, Banana Town Sound.
Oh, wow.
In Watertown.
Wow.
And it was just the three of us making noise and recording for a while. And then we got offered a gig. And, you know, we've had maybe two or three since. Mm. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh.
But, I mean, you clearly failed at that because you just came in and played an excellent show.
Oh, well, there's another one. Oh, well.
Yeah. Don't worry. So I think you guys will get it someday.
So we
you guys will get not playing out someday.
we play.
I mastered the art.
Oh, no, I'm very familiar with that, actually. So we played a gig at the Beachcomber.
That's in Hull, right?
It was actually Quincy.
Quincy.
And it's gone
of a different
now.
Place now. Yeah.
It closed shortly after we played. We had nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Are you sure?
It was an evil realtor involved. Not going to get
into
it.
We didn't even ask you that.
Right. I don't know why I offered that up. So anyway, we were playing, and the bass player we had at the time did not show up.
Really?
No. We had Gary Robley, who sat in on drums with us, and our bass player did not show up. Chris was in the audience, and Rico got Chris to play the set. He had never played with us before, and he pulled it off. It was scary.
Awesome.
It was so scary.
Man.
Adam took me out in the parking lot. He took me out in the parking lot.
And
he got his guitar and he's showing me the songs.
Oh.
It was purely musical. The interlude was purely musical.
Let the man finish.
They had a cassette and I listened to a few of the songs. And then one of the other bands let me borrow his bass, and we got through the set all right.
Mm. You pulled it through.
That was pretty awesome.
And then kind of like I haven't quit since.
He's working on it.
Well, you found somebody that actually wouldn't mind playing out.
No, that's the thing. You know, it's funny. You bring up like the Rathskeller, and you bring up all these places are gone. You can count them on one hand now. And they're so hard, the Midway and the Middle East, and what else is there really? I mean, it's they're not looking for bands; they're looking for their friends to come over and play. And we'd really love to play anywhere, O'Brien's, but it's so difficult to get gigs.
Yeah, feels like it gets harder and harder every year.
Because the market is getting smaller and smaller. People aren't really going out as much as they used to, and there's not enough places for all the bands that are out there. There's some fantastic music around here. It's just there's only like four or five places, a finite number of places for them all to play.
Massachusetts is definitely not hard up for a music scene, that's for sure.
Well, it's always been good. But in the 90s, all of us, we've been in bands, and we played it, all of us played all these different places, some of us since the 70s. but
wow,
who are you talking about?
I don't know, Joe. Maybe I'm talking about you. They're just really hitting the gas on that bus.
it's not a bus.
It's all they got.
It's a hearse.
Ouch!
Oof.
Wow! Are you kidding? He's healthier than all right. So I'm the least healthy of the four of us.
Oh boy, they said it, not us.
It's all those rat wings.
I can't help but feel like we're besmirching someone's legacy right now.
I know.
God, seriously. I hope so.
That was never our intention in the slightest.
We did not expect a whole lot of S talk here.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
You wouldn't be S-ing me, would you?
Well, that word could mean anything.
No, I wouldn't be B-S-ing anybody. Ooh.
Right. No BS.
Okay. Was that a double negative?
Maybe even a triple negative. It negated itself.
We take our grammar very seriously here on the Town with Mikey D. For sure. Oh, boy. So, sorry.
You were saying you came up with the band to not play out.
Yeah.
So, what was the turning point? I mean, you were talking about Rico not wanting to play and everything, and you got that gig offer. So what was the turning point saying, yeah, let's play out, more regularly? Or was it just like an argument that was just like, Rico lost, I guess?
They got another gig and they didn't have a bass player and a drummer. So Rico asked me and Chris if we wanted to do it. And we did it. And
yeah. And then
we've
said,
been here ever since.
And
I wasn't going to do it. That was going to be the last.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it went well, so.
And it's, the thing is, we studio and here, we get a little nervous. We play in front of people. We have a blast.
Yeah.
You can screw up, but you can have fun, and it's the energy. It's the feeling of playing out live, and that's where I enjoy that the most. You know, being in a studio is, it's a nightmare, unless they're paying me gobs of money, which they don't. It's just like, what's the point? It just makes me nervous because I don't want to screw up.
You don't need to be nervous. We're people, by some definition of the term.
No. It's not a question of, what I'm saying is it's just the energy of an audience, and the energy of being on stage, that's always appealed to me. Mm-hmm. You watch Mark, he is a monster on stage. It's fantastic, Mm-hmm. And the reactions, just, reacting with people as opposed to, twiddling knobs and re-recording the same piece of music 80 times in a row.
Hey, I like doing that. All right.
Well, I know some people do. It's just not my bag. That's all.
So after Rico left to pursue recording stuff that he was writing on his own, we were trying to figure who we get to replace him. Well, first of all, you can't replace him. Yep. Rico's got a style all his own. And a sound all his own, and it's like, who would we, who would we bring in as a second guitarist, as another guitarist?
And clearly somebody who really, really wants to play.
We don't. we had a few guys come in, and it's like, I don't know, Addy kind of handles the whole thing on his own, so we've decided to keep it the way it is. I mean, Addy's sound speaks for itself. So
very nice. So obviously you guys failed on the not playing out front.
Right.
Yeah. But have you got any recordings done or anything like that?
There's two EPs. EPs.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Where can people find those?
Well, they're streaming on, you know, what is that?
Spotify.
Apple Music,
Amazon.
You can get them on Bandcamp. You know, they're
you're going all out.
Like, we've sold like 2,000 units. We got like $7.
Oh, dang.
Wow.
0.03 cents last month.
I'm amazed they paid you.
Me too.
That must have been
speaking
a
mistake.
Speaking
of bus, what were they thinking?
Wow.
Oh, boy.
We got a new EP coming out at the end of the month with a few of the songs you heard tonight.
Oh, nice.
That'll be three. So that'll make three, and then whatever. You know.
Excellent.
We might even actually, like, put all three on a disc. Mm-hmm. You know, I know it's archaic and everything, but, like, we're old.
You kids nowadays.
I like CDs.
Hey, we like physical media here.
Yeah.
Right on.
Especially here at On the Town with Mikey D.
Oh, for sure.
I mean,
just look at the shelf back there with all the records.
Yeah, the big wall of vinyl right here in the studio, and then there's the long winding halls of
WMFO. Everywhere you look.
Oh yes, your seats are actually made of physical media, for that matter.
There you go.
I mean, I
thought you were going to say human flesh for a second.
What?
No, we don't do that anymore.
Not in
the
studio.
Not anymore.
That's not a thing that happens.
Yeah, that's
here.
Just the carpets. Okay.
This is my first day, and I'm already making a mess of things.
Don't talk about the dead body. You don't do that.
That's rule number one, Lils.
Oh man. Oh, boy. Oh, oofa doofa.
Yeah. No, so do you have any shows coming up, or what's going on? An EP release show?
We're in the process of booking some stuff right now, so we don't have anything on the table.
Give us a call. We were going to take the summer off and all.
Just take a
sabbatical. No, not really.
I was going to say, you're releasing an EP and then taking the summer off?
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? I don't know.
I guess if the aim is not to play out, then that kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
Just be like, well, I did my work. Time to kick back and just, you know.
Well, it's almost like we don't want to, like, get ahead of ourselves. Like, hey, let's book a release for the new EP and, you know, and then have it not done.
Ah, that's fair.
You know,
that makes sense.
Right.
No,
gotta think ahead.
We don't want to be like, here you go, psych.
So, how can people reach you?
Ah, well, social media. We are on Facebook.
Okay.
So, but it's weird. Like, if,
there is a link that'll take screwcard.com. Right? That works.
Yeah.
That's up and running. So
it is.
Yeah, it'll take
I didn't know that.
Show,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
But if you're on Facebook and you, like, all right, so they wouldn't let us use Screwcart in the URL for whatever reason. Yeah. So it's actually.
It's S-C-R-O-O.
Is it S-C-R-O-O or S-K-R-O-O?
S-C-R-O-O cart.
Thank you for the clarification. Appreciate that.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I had that information so people can look you up and say, ooh, they have music on Bandcamp. Let's give them money.
So, like, they flat out just wouldn't let you have, like, screwcart.com?
Nope. Well, this,
like,
you know,
so it wasn't a case of, like, you know, like, someone took the domain or anything like
that. No, that was happening.
Really?
They tried to sell it to me, but then it expired and I got it back.
It's like they hold it hostage.
Nice. Oh, boy.
We're like, you can keep it.
That is nuts.
You know? We'll figure it out.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
What is the name even a reference to, Screwcart?
Well, when we were pulling this thing together, there were two different band
the old
names
Screwcart,
we were
right?
considering. It was, there was, like, Screw Gun and Med Cart, and we just kind of combined it.
Well, that's one way to do it.
I mean, those are both solid choices already.
And then I'm surprised that someone else made the same connection and decided to buy the domain. I guess is my next question.
I mean, I wasn't involved in the process of naming the band, but I always thought it was just like a knockoff of Bang Boss or something like that.
Oh, boy. No? That is just always so, that is always so weird when, like,
that's what I thought.
Just going to gloss right over that Bang Boss.
Yeah.
This could go badly.
That is always so messed up when people will just sit on domains.
Yeah.
Like, what,
it's
what's
called
your end
cyber squatting.
What is actually the end game?
That'd be a real jerk to do that.
I mean, it's one thing to sit on, like, TomCruise.com or something like that, but... So, just a band from Massachusetts. Like, what is your end game?
Hey, we're Screwcart. We've had our domain name held hostage because we're Screwcart.
You know, we can give them free music for life.
Oh, jeez.
Dumb.
Ransoming you to play live at their place for the rest of time. Show jokes on them. We're never gonna play again. I'm sorry.
We'll retreat back into our studio. Yeah. Fester there.
Much to,
much to
Chris's chagrin.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This was delightful.
All right.
thank you so much for playing our show.
Yeah, no
thank
kidding.
You for having
thank you.
Us.
And find them on Facebook, S-C-R-O-O, like screw, as opposed to screw. Screw cart.
Estonian.
Yeah.
The regular domain.
Screw cat.
I think it points to Bandcamp, the other domain. The screwcart.com.
Okay.
It'll point to Bandcamp.
Very nice.
In the meantime, we'll drop off some of that physical media to you.
Awesome.
That would be great.
We can make them into more chairs.
Hooray!
At least we won't be hard up for those.
We'll let you break down and all that stuff. We know it's late.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Get up tomorrow morning and blow the country up with fireworks.
Oh yeah, I keep forgetting.
That got scary for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you once again for that PSA at the end of your set as well. Gotta watch out for those beach sharks. If there's anything you should take away from this whole episode of On the Town, beach sharks, they're serious business. They don't mess around. Oh, boy.
Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, thank you again, Screwcart. That was Screwcart, everybody.
That was Screwcart.
And now we're going to throw it back to some music with here's a track from May O'Hara. This is Close Call. On 91.5 WMFO, On the Town with Mikey D.
I
91.5 WMFO on the town with Mikey D.
That was The Fatal Flaw with Central Square.
Immediately before that, we had My Brain Doesn't Work Right by Captain Martini and the Keystoners. Before that, Remember the Time by Fifth Business, Boys Will by Dirty Dicks, and Close Call by May O'Hara.
Yeah, we did. That was our short song block.
I suppose it was. I mean, I'm looking at the thing here. It says The Fatal Flaw song was like 5 minutes, 51 seconds.
No, it's more like 2 minutes, 45 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know what
I don't know how they got that 551 thing.
Don't know how they got that so wrong.
Oh, Rivendell.
Oh, Rivendell,
oh, no, wait,
the
sorry.
Thing you just said.
That's not Rivendell. It's Spinatron.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Just tearing through the time-space continuum.
Yep. So we're starting to wind down to the end of the program.
Yes.
And, How badly do you think I mucked up my first night?
I don't think so. I mean, my first on the Town with Mikey D night was a lot more mucked up than yours.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. You've got nothing to worry about.
Oh, guys. You guys.
No, this was a lot of fun. Oh, you did great.
Thank you. Yeah. Maybe someday you'll be hiding this booth, Pat.
Someday, if I show up on time. Yeah.
Not...
Yeah, that would be the first step.
Yeah. Well, regardless.
Yeah, we're gonna bring this to a close with like a couple more songs for you. So
yeah.
I guess let us waste no time in getting to those.
Yeah, don't forget to tune in next week.
Yep.
And Joel will be here.
Yeah.
And I believe Set Fire is going to be the in studio D guest.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, Set Fire. Awesome. Yeah.
Set Fire, yeah.
They're taking off.
And yeah. Come back next week for 3 more hours of live music, recorded music.
Yeah. Yep.
Local music. We love music.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Send us your tunes.
Guys, music's kind of the best.
It really is.
It's
pretty good.
Is the best.
It's great. It's so great. Guys, have you heard music before? It's great.
It's almost as good as pizza.
Almost.
Well, okay. I mean, pizza. I mean, you know, music is great, but pizza is great.
Pizza, I mean, obviously.
It's like, you know, music is like this, but then pizza's like...
But pizza while listening to music, that is heaven.
You just blew my mind.
You can do that?
Yep.
Well, didn't know you could do that.
You have just opened up all kinds of amazing psychedelic realms for me, Phil.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna find Lils in their apartment later on, like with
exactly
music and pizza just thrown apart.
And the ultimate beverage for pizza, grape soda.
Oh yes. Yep. Oh yeah. Yep. 100%.
I prefer straight Coca-Cola, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
That's fine.
Or root beer if I can get it, because...
Root beer is very good. I wouldn't have it with pizza. You know what I really like to do?
Just once the pizza's all gone, you take that root beer, you dip the crust in it. Like a nice little sweet treat for you.
Wow.
I would probably never do that, but...
Did I just share a food hack?
Pretty much.
You did.
We are just stalling for time at this point. So let's, thank you very much for joining us. Yeah. I'm Lils.
And I'm Phil.
I'm Patrick.
And thank you to Screwcart again.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Go check them out.
Go to screwcart.com. It'll bring you right to their Bandcamp page. They have 2 EPs.
Yep.
So
let's close things out with, we got Blinking Light by Very Lumar off of their album Little Steep Decay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
91.5 WMFO.
What do you gotta be? electric go rewind. Don't wanna feel like